And now, it's Media One Radio Group's local public affairs radio program, Community Spotlight. We're asking the questions you want the answers to.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Community Spotlight, the Media One Radio Group's weekly public affairs program. I'm Terry Frank. Moving forward on a master plan for more than $28 million in COVID relief funding, dealing with increasing numbers of deer, and stipulations finalized for a large car show later this month. All that and more this week with Jamestown Mayor Eddie Sundquist. And Mayor, welcome back to the program. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Terry.
I did want to start out for just a moment, Mayor, because we both learned this morning as we're recording this that Father Dennis Mendy, a well-known Catholic priest in the Jamestown area, passed away today. I just wanted to get your brief thoughts.
Yeah, you know, it is a complete shock, I think, to everyone in the community. Father Mendy has been a rock for members of not only his church, but other Catholic churches in the area as he started to take over and help guide some of the churches as they lost their priests. So it's really, really just an incredible, the man had an incredible life, and he has served the community for so many years, and to see that loss amongst many of the losses that we have experienced this year is really heartbreaking.
I wanted to mention also, as we're recording this, funeral arrangements have not been made yet, but certainly listen for those and look for those in the local paper. Eddie, I wanted to go to the COVID-19 American Rescue Plan Act funding that the city is receiving. We had the four public input sessions initially to get a feel of where residents want to see that money used. Two others have also been held. I think those were geared more towards a specific group of people. What did you learn specifically from those two presentations?
So we had the four public listening sessions, and then we did a couple other ones. We've done a roundtable with manufacturers. We've done one for small businesses. And then we did another one for not-for-profits, really to just understand the landscape and how do we utilize some of that funding to make a real impact here in the city. As we have talked about in most of the listening sessions, this is a shot in the arm for the city to try to increase development, to try to help the community, and to respond to the COVID-19 crisis that has been created across the community. It's been a really eye-opening experience, and I've continued kind of the path that we started when I first took office, which was to just talk to our residents, to better understand how we can utilize funding and where the government should go. And it's been great. We've heard the need time and time again for additional funding for neighborhoods and neighborhood stabilization, additional funding for mental health and to cover all the social determinants of health and encourage more people to be seen by doctors, to make sure that they're treating other issues. Because, mental health and housing is only one component of a very large need to ensure that we have a healthy community.
I know that County Executive P.J. Wendell said they are waiting to see what may happen with this federal infrastructure bill that's being bounced around before a final decision is made. Where is the city at? Are you folks waiting a little bit on that, or where are you at in terms of a plan being laid out?
Well, we'll have the Community Foundation present their recommendations and themes in September to the council. We'll then work with the council to adjust the master plan as needed and start to move forward with it. The plan itself provides an injection of $10 million into economic development right away, provides funding for housing initiatives across the city, and so much more. And we want to be able to tap into that funding right away so that we can start to really make some moves and to not lose any minute on putting that shot in the arm to the city. We are looking at the infrastructure bill, and we are watching it closely. As you and your listeners may remember, we allocated in the master plan about $5 million for water, sewer, broadband initiatives, all that could be covered by the infrastructure bill. So there's always the potential to move that funding to other areas. We're still working through that, in the event the infrastructure bill does come out, we might reallocate that to other more needed areas. To be determined.
While we're talking about money and funding coming into the city, let's talk about budget, because you do have a deadline of October 8th to present a budget to the public and, of course, City Council. Where are you at in that process, and how is this playing into it?
So the budget is a really, really difficult and probably one of the most important parts of the job as mayor. So we do prepare it every year and submit that to council for review and adjustments. We've been working on it the last several months. We figured that the budget was going to be a challenge regardless if we didn't have the rescue funds. But the rescue funds do provide a unique opportunity for us to not only budget as normal, but also look at other projects that have been put to the wayside for many years. How do we then improve those things? How do we look at improving our parks, look at improving our infrastructure and our other parts of the city? And this is an opportunity to do that. So we're really excited about this year's budget. We're going to propose some new ideas and some great different projects that we may not have seen in the past. And we're very excited to have a capital plan this year to really show what projects, what needed things can be completed using the rescue plan funds.
It may be a little bit early, but can you enlighten us a little bit as to whether there's going to be any kind of tax increase or a possible decrease?
Well, just a tax increase on your house, Terry. No. We're going through the budget now. The tax base is really based on how many capital projects you fund, what your debt service looks like at the beginning of the year or at the end of the year. Those types of things are really important. So as much as I'd love to say and give you a little preview of what the tax is looking like, we're going to do our best to make sure that we hold the line on taxes, that there's not going to be any increases. So we're working through that now. And as it looks right now, I think folks will be pleasantly surprised.
Good to hear. You're listening to Community Spotlight here on the 6 Media One Radio Group stations. I'm News Director Terry Frank. Jamestown Mayor Eddie Sundquist is my guest this week. Eddie, the problems with deer population in the city has been talked about and bandied about for many years now. There was recently a meeting to see where to go with applying to the Department of Environmental Conservation to allow some kind of deer harvest. Where are things at with that?
So the Deer Management Work Group has been meeting regularly for quite some time now under the direction of Councilmember Tom Nelson. His Ward 6 probably has the largest issue with the deer population. I'll tell you, living in that ward, personally, I wake up every morning and take out my dog, and all I see are deer just kind of laying in my yard, right? a whole family, normally. So I understand that concern, and the work group has researched what other cities and other locations have done, not only across New York State, but in other places. They've talked to wildlife biologists. They've been working directly with the DEC on a deer management plan. So there is some discussion on how do you reduce the deer population safely and effectively. Now, I will say that we've gotten a lot of comments from residents and the request to, for example, sterilize deer. I do want to be clear, the DEC actually will not issue any permits for that. They find that inhumane. They actually believe that it's more prudent to be able to use a bow and to do archery to reduce the deer population. So I'm excited to kind of announce with that the Deer Management Work Group is going to be presenting in September to the council with a deer management plan to help reduce the deer population and to address some of the issues that, as you had mentioned, have been continuing for many years. We'll continue.
I wanted to move on to a different topic here, Mayor. The Public Safety Committee for the City Council recently held a meeting to discuss further stipulations for the organizers of the Los Contrincantes Car Club show coming up at Bergman Park later this month. In fact, it's probably, as this airs, about a week away. Both sides have come to an agreement. Does this seem to satisfy everybody involved?
You know, I think the Public Safety Committee has been trying to weigh the concerns over noise with the events and the event specifications. It's very common that the Public Safety Committee will work with organizations to just try to balance those things. I think that in this case, may have gone a little bit overboard, but it's my understanding that they've come to a resolution and both sides have now agreed on the permit. They've passed some amendments, and that addresses some of the concerns that we've heard from the council members and residents. And we're hoping that's going to be a successful show. I'm excited. It's great to see a family-friendly event come into Bergman Park. And as I mentioned to most of the public safety council members, we want to make sure that we are supporting events in the city, that we're encouraging them, and that we're not putting up too many roadblocks in order to move events forward. So we want to be cognizant of that, but we also want to balance the needs of residents in those areas. So they've worked through it. We're glad to see. I'm very excited that the show is going forward, that there's going to be family-friendly events. And, you know, quite honestly, the Los Contracantes Club has done incredible things for the community, and we can't wait to work with them on their next event.
I know that in talking with my counterpart in the Dunkirk area, they recently, the group, put on a different event up there. The one that led to all the controversy was earlier in this summer at the county fairgrounds in Dunkirk. And I do know that they eventually worked out everything. Los Contracantes group, they held another event here recently. It went really well and everybody was happy. So I did want to put that out there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the event in Dunkirk was a different event, different organizer, right? And it's you can't take the actions of that event and apply it to this group, right? That's just not something that is prudent or worthwhile. And it's great to see that they've worked through it all and the event's still going on. And we're going to be able to, you know, get people out there and enjoy it.
We've got a couple of minutes left, Eddie, and I did want to bring up something. I hadn't planned on doing it in the beginning, but...
you always get me, Terry.
I always like to throw a zinger in there. We talked about the statue that's been missing at Dow Park for several months now, and I just wanted to get a sense from you as to where things are with trying to locate that. Have there been any kind of leads, and what is the city possibly looking at to fill that space, because that is a city park?
You know, we've worked, our investigative team through our detective division has been working diligently to try to find that statue. You know, the more time passes, the harder it becomes to find it. And we've not yet located that. They've been working through leads and tips that they have received, but we've not yet been able to find the statue. The hope is that we're able to try to replace that as a community to come together. I think there's been a lot of other things that have happened and in the meantime, but there's a real opportunity for us as a community to grow, to look at are there other things that we can put there that honor the Underground Railroad tableau. You know, can we start looking for other folks to help model for that statue is going to be really important. But the original tableau came together as a community project. And so as we start to get into the fall months, we're hoping to get those individuals back together and other community members to start to look at what can we put there to replace it and continue to honor that memory and that history that's been in the city of Jamestown for many, many years.
As we wrap up here, Mayor, I did want to give you a chance to let people know if they have any questions, any concerns. How should they direct those to you or your administration?
Yeah, we are always welcome people that want to give our office a call at City Hall, send us an email, or stop in to chat. It's really important, especially if you're having any issues within city government or with federal or state government. Give us a call. We're really good at trying to work those things out. We've got a great staff that's always willing to answer the phone and to help people.
All right. Jamestown Mayor Eddie Sunquist, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much, Terry.
That's been Community Spotlight for this week. I'm Terry Frank. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk with you again next week at this same time.